And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said,
winter's better when you're prepared. Experian, your BFF, big financial friend.
University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
You're listening to 90.5 FM College Park Radio, WMUC, or something to that extent. I believe I did the order right. It's been a while. This is Dogma, 11 p.m. on Sundays on FM. I've been on a little bit of a hiatus. Like I said, 2 weeks. 2 weeks isn't very long, but it certainly feels like it. But hey, we're back. Easter was last weekend, and so Easter was last weekend, and before that, it was my partner's birthday, so I was busy. But I have a lot of music today, a lot. So much so to the point where I've basically made a bonus playlist. So in the description of this episode, as I'm like, if you're listening on the WMUC website, there should be a link to the Apple Music playlist for the show, and I've added like 12 songs towards the end that will like stand in place of the music I'm playing today, because the music I'm playing today isn't on streaming. I found this all on like the Nine Inch Nails archive site, which is like some fan run file sharing jargon, but they've got literally everything. I've ripped some stuff from SoundCloud that never got official releases, but these are genuine, authentic remixes by Nine Inch Nails, tracks that aren't available on main releases of certain albums, remixes from Trent Reznor, etc., etc. So I hope you guys like it. I'm gonna jump in with a track from The Fragile. This one is actually exclusive to the release, the vinyl release of The Fragile, and it also appears on an edited form, in like an edited form, on the 2000 remix album Things Falling Apart. But yeah, to my knowledge, this is like the only, like, this isn't on streaming. Or on the CD release. It's literally just a vinyl. So here's 10 Miles High by Nine Inch Nails to get us started.
I'm getting closer all the time. tear it all down, tear it all down, tear it all down, tear it all down, tear it all
down. 10 miles high by 9-inch nails from The Fragile, the vinyl release. Like I said, there's a remix of it, and it's very similar, but I do like the production on this one more. I feel like it's a bit cleaner. The other one's a lot more, I guess, devoid of life. Not that that's a bad thing, especially with 9-inch nails, but, I don't know. I think this one has, the other one's more digital, I think. That's probably the best way to put it. Yeah. I recently watched the Coachella set of Nine Inch Nails, or Nine Inch Noise. That's what they're going as this year. And holy God, oh my God, that, needless to say, that's kind of why I think I'm, it was the hype of that and the new album that they announced that was going to be coming out on the 17th. Which is another, you know, it's a collaborative album with Boys Noize, who they recently toured with, and I got pit tickets. Me and my darling love saw that, and that was awesome. So, good stuff. I'm really annoyed, because normally I can't really hear what's going on in the live room, but this time they're playing Nutshell by Alice in Chains, and it's really good. Like, it's really good. And I kind of just don't want to do my show, and I want to listen to that. But I'm not going to, because I have awesome stuff. Up next, probably my favorite remix ever. I, like, discovered this last week when I was doing research for this episode. Who was in my room last night? The Tater Tot mix. which sounds funny, but it's a remix of a Butthole Surfer song. Trent Reznor remixed it. He's uncredited. No clue why it's Tater Tot, but hey, I'm not gonna make any assumptions. Tater Tots are yummy. I've had quite a few Tater Tots in the past week. This was exclusive to the promo single CD of Dust Devil, and Volume 8, which is like a UK-based CD magazine. I think it's called just Volume, but that didn't get. That wasn't really released here. So yeah, this didn't get like any, I don't know why it's even on the promo disc, because I don't think it really got any radio time, at least this version. But regardless, awesome, awesome mix. Great song on its own. I love Butthole Surfers. Here it is. Here is Who Was In My Room Last Night, the Tater Tot mix. We'll be right back. Who was in my room last night? That's a serious question. Was it Tate or Tot? Perhaps a mix of both. I'm just kidding. That was who was in my room last night, the Tater Tot mix. By Butthole Surfers. I came up with that one like just now. I feel very proud of myself for that one. Can I get a thumbs up reaction from people who like that? I'm just going to picture it in my mind because I can't see any of you right now. But my eyes are closed. And I'm just imagining it. Thank you. So, like I said, probably my favorite version of that song. I think I just like the edge that Trent adds to just about everything he contributed to in, like, the 90s. I also just really like Butthole Surfers. And I'm honestly also shocked I haven't played the original version of this on my show. And it's literally just as good and as intense as this. But, yes, no, screw Kickstart My Heart. Screw Freebird. Screw Lenny Kravitz, okay? Like, this is the highway song. This and, like, I'm rocking Fu Manchu, okay? Like, this is what I'm listening to on a road trip, and I'm openly breaking traffic laws. I am speeding down the freeway, okay? It's this. I'm surfing my butthole. So. Okay, yeah, so up next, I'm so sorry, guys. This is going to be a weird one. This is going to be a very strange one to talk about. So this next one that I'm playing is actually a remix that Trent did under, and not really just Trent, Nine Inch Nails. It's a Nine Inch Nails remix that was released exclusively on a CD single of Victory. Victory by who? Well, that would be Puff Daddy and the Family. Released in 1998. Now, I will say this is pirated, so P. Diddy will not be making any money unless there's like some weird FCC law that I don't know about and they make royalties off of radio airtime. But I don't know if that applies to us because, you know, the world is weird. And we're Freeform College Station. But, regardless, I love this remix. P. Diddy barely is in it. It's literally Biggie and Busta Rhymes, like, drop, like oh my god. Like, it's they're rapping over an industrial beat. It's so good. And it really makes me wonder what, like, a full album of this caliber would sound like. Like, it is so good. But I'm gonna stop glazing. I'm literally just gonna let you listen to it. So we're gonna listen to Remix of Victory, the Nine Inch Nails remix, and then after that, you're getting a very strange remix that I didn't know Trent did. Lap Dance by Nerd, which apparently Pharrell Williams liked this version of the song so much that he literally ripped it off in the official release. So, You're going to hear both of these. And then I've got some other crazy good stuff. So here we go. Here is Victory by P. Diddy. What? Who said that? It's not playing. Hold up. Bear with me. I have... this is like a weird file. This is the only one I have to do this with. Okay, there you go. All right, now here is Victory by... P. Diddy.
One, two. Check me out right here, yo.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never, business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better?
get right. No matter what, we airtight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself by assuming my music keeps you moving. What are you proving? You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Hug me, baby. I'ma make you love me, baby. Talking crazy ain't gonna get you nothing but choked. And that jealousy is only gonna leave you broke. So the only thing left now is God for these cats. And Big, you know you too hard for these cats. I'ma win cause I'm too small for these cats. While they making up facts, we raking up plaques.
Can y'all hear me out there?
What? What?
What I'ma do now?
Ha!
Huh?
Ha! What?
What I'ma do now?
Where you at?
It's all fucked up now.
Where you at, Big? We got the real live shit from front to back. To my people in the world, where the fuck you at? Where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at? Where the fuck my bitches at? Where my bitches is at? We got the real live shit from front to back. To my people in the world, where the fuck you at? Where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at? Where the fuck my bitches at? Where my bitches is at?
In a commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, hit him while wifey was with him. You heard of us, the murderers, most shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son of Satan, they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny lays in my hands. Gat lays in my waist. Francis, M to the is H phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest by the abdominal. Rhyme a few bars so I can buy a few cars. Then I kick a few flows so I can pimp a few hoes. Excellence is my presence. Never tense, never hesitant. Leave a nigga bit real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, pack guns. Ridiculous, and I'm quick to bust if my ends you touch. Kids or girl you touch, in this world I clutch. Two auto, Matto. Used to call me Fatso, now you call me Castro. My rap flows militant, y'all faggots ain't killing shit. Oops, Cristal keeps spilling shit. You overdid it, homes, you in the danger zone. You shouldn't be alone. Hold hands and say it like me. The most shady, Frankie baby. Fantastic, graphic, trying to make dough like Jurassic. Park dick, pick the spark kids who start shit.
See me, only me, the underboss of this holocaust. Truly yours, Frank.
We got the real live shit from front to back. To my people in the world, where the fuck you at? Where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at? Where the fuck my bitches at? Where my bitches is at? We got the real live shit from front to back. To my people in the world, where the fuck you at? Where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at? Where the fuck my bitches at? Where my bitches is at?
Put your money on the table and get your math on. Break it down, split it up, get your laugh on. See you later, dog, I'ma get my stash on. There's a bed full of money that I get my ass on. I never lose the passion to go platinum. Said I live it up to all the cash gone. Ain't that funny? Only use plastic, crafted to make classics. Hotter than acid, PD. Blowing on your tape or CD. The billboard killer, no team illa. The famo, ammo is every channel. We've been hot for a long time, burning like a candle. What you can do is check your distribution. My songs bump in Houston like Scarface produced them. You ain't got it like me, you just mad. Cause I tell her how it is and you tell her how it might be.
We got the shit mapped tight, brass knuckles and flashlights. The heaters and the two C-tubs with two meters. Senoritas, kiss rings when you meet us. Diddy run the city, show no pity. I'm the witty one, Frank the crook from the brook. Maddie broke the neck of your coat connect. No respect, squeeze off to all y'all diminish. Shootouts for 20 minutes until we finish. Then it's to the loop, escape in the coop, break bread with the kiss. Panero, Sheik, Looch, Black Rob, join them all. It ain't no replacing him, nigga step up. We just macing them, placing them in funerals. Criminals turn the vows to Brick City. Nobody come off like P. Diddy. Business wise, I play men. Hot money on the Isle of Cayman. Y'all just betray men, we spray men. Opposition, competition of a day in the life of a commission.
We got the real live shit from front to back. To my niggas in the world, where the fuck you at? Where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at? Where the fuck my bitches at? Where my bitches is at? We got the real live shit from front to back. To my niggas in the world, where the fuck you at? Where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at? Where the fuck my bitches at? Where my bitches is at? We got the real live shit from front to back. To my niggas in the world, where the fuck you at? Where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at? Where the fuck my bitches at? Where my bitches is at? We got the real live shit from front to back. To my niggas in the world, where the fuck you at? Where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at? Where the fuck my bitches at? Where my bitches is at? We got the real live shit. Fuck.
fuck y'all niggas wanna do?
Not Harley, baby, and you know the flow, ungodly, baby, so let's party, baby. Chicks nickname me pilot, they get high off my dick, I take them to my home, they call it the cockpit. Time for take off, they panties, they drop quick, now that's first class fucking, ain't that some fly shit?
Ooh, baby, you want me?
Thank you.
Ooh, baby, you want me? Well, you can get the lap dance here for free.
That was Lap Dance, Trent Reznor mix by Nerd. Awesome, awesome song. Before that, Victory featuring Biggie and Busta Rhymes. Nine Inch Nails remix. I'm not gonna say the other guy, because we don't like him. But holy crap. It's so strange, because I feel like this is like a glimpse into a world where Trent produced like rap, and that it's so cool. I like it. It's good. And it's a shame that there's only so many of these out there. There's like not a lot. And these are two of my favorites that I found. But up next is another one, and this one's awesome, because apparently it's an untitled mixtape. This is just something that Trent made, with like a bunch of remixes of just songs he likes, and this did not get like an official release or anything. I don't even think there's like an official record label attached to it. It's really cool. This one's unique. It's Stone Cold Crazy by Queen. So, here is Stone Cold Crazy, Trent Reznor remix.
Rotate one. Boing.
Saturday morning, I've been dreaming I was alcohol. take.
It vaguely sounds like something from Broken. And I really, like, I feel like a lot of these actually kind of sound like something from Broken. And that makes sense, because these were all released in the 90s, generally speaking. This next one actually isn't. This next one was released in 2001. You just listened to Stone Cold Crazy, Trent Reznor remix. Never got an official release for some reason. I mean, I don't know. If he wanted to keep it personal, he kept it personal. But come on, dude. Like, that's good. That's pretty. Queen was really sleeping on that one. Just saying. You know, they have too many bad songs to... I'm gonna hold my tongue. Next up, it did get an official release, but it's not on streaming right now. It's a part of the Tomb Raider 2001 motion picture soundtrack. Phenomenal soundtrack. Great movie. Super, like, just dumb fun. I love the Angelina Jolie, Lara Croft Tomb Raider movies. And it's a crime that this didn't get a crazy release when it came out. Probably the worst thing to happen in 2001. Second worst thing to happen in 2001. Here is Deep by Nine Inch Nails.
Thank you.
That was deep. That was deep. Deep by Nine Inch Nails. Just switched that. You just listened to Nine Inch Nails. I already screwed. Deep. That was deep. That's their song, Deep. God. The music video for that is also really cool because it's like a. About a, God, this guy is shredding on the drums. It is so good. it's told in reverse. It's like a kind of like a memento sort of thing. It's like this bank robbery, and so it starts with the aftermath of this collision, and then it ends with the actual collision that leads to like these bags full of money and the paint bombs inside to explode. And it really reminds me of David Cronenberg's Crash, which very, very, very fascinating movie. And you know, Trent and really just Nine Inch Nails as a whole, they have a lot of they take a lot of inspiration from like body horror and especially the work of David Cronenberg. And I don't think he's ever outright claimed that was the inspiration for the music video, but I mean, like, that's definitely what I got from it. Lot of similarities. And I do recommend checking it out, because that's how I was originally exposed to this song, the MTV music video for it. And I've also, honestly, surprisingly, I've got two more songs left, and the last one also kind of ties in that whole body horror thing, because it was, it's for a, I might as well just say it, I'll play these two back-to-back, and then there will be some extra time after these songs, and I'll squeeze in another one for you guys. But... yeah, this next song is Missing Link by Curve. And it's another remix that Trent did. He's uncredited. And then after that, it released in 2010 from the score for Tetsuo the Bullet Man, which I think, I haven't even seen Tetsuo the Iron Man, but I think this is like a pseudo sequel. It didn't really do well critically, but like I said, body horror. I think this movie also... it's so weird, because I also don't know the overlap to Tetsuo, the Iron Man, to Akira. Because there's definitely an overlap. But I don't know if they're actually direct... like, if one took inspiration from the other, or if they just came out at the same time. It's just a coincidence that their two protagonists named Tetsuo turn into mechanical monstrosities with abilities and stuff. But regardless, whatever. Trent and Atticus both really liked the work of the director of those movies. And I guess they just offered to reach out and do the end credits song. Or really, they made the theme song for the movie, which only plays in the end credits, which is nuts because this song is really good too. It's a very interesting score. So, yeah. These are our two last songs, starting with Missing Link, going into theme for Tetsuo the Bullet Man. So, here is Missing Link by Curve. Hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. That was Theme for Tetsuo.